Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. I am using New King James Version, and it says, and do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. And with the help of Holy Spirit, we're going to study this. But before I go any further, I would like to say that in our previous teachings, I have been emphasizing that walking in the Spirit is primarily about walking by the Word. I just want to clarify that I do not negate the need of listening to Holy Spirit and obeying His directions or instructions. Rena and I teach on walking in spiritual gifts, and we always encourage believers to walk in spiritual gifts. So I just want to clarify that. In no way I'm saying that listening to Holy Spirit is not important, or obeying Holy Spirit's directions are not important. What I'm saying is, in the Scripture, when you read in the Bible about walking by the Spirit or being led by the Spirit, it is primarily about doing what the Bible says. So with that, we will go to Ephesians 5:18. Here we have two different things. One is a warning, and the other one is an instruction. The warning says, do not be drunk with wine. And then it gives you the reasons why Holy Spirit is asking us not to be drunk with wine. And then it tells you what we should do. If you get drunk with wine, it will lead to debauchery. It will lead to reckless living, or you will live a life where your behavior and your speech will lack a good judgment, and it will ruin your life. That's what it is saying, in a sense. So after giving that warning, Holy Spirit tells us that we should be filled with or in the Holy Spirit. And before we try to understand the complete meaning or the full meaning of it, we need to bear in mind at least a few things. Number one, this instruction is for all believers, for all those who are born again and reading right now Ephesians. This is not specifically addressed to those who have never been filled with Holy Spirit. In other words, this passage is talking to both those who have experienced Holy Spirit baptism and also to those who have not received Holy Spirit baptism. In other words, this passage is not about receiving Holy Spirit baptism. With that being clear, we can go further. Being filled with Holy Spirit is contrasted with getting drunk with wine or alcohol. And what that means is Holy Spirit is not comparing the two experiences. The two experiences means getting drunk with alcohol and being filled with Holy Spirit. God is not comparing those two experiences. Now, I know some people teach that when you are filled with the Spirit, you will behave or speak like a drunk, meaning a person who is drunk. But if you carefully read this text, that is verse 18, and even when, and of course it is important that we read that particular passage in the context. And the context does not indicate that, even though some people teach that way, that when you are filled or when you are in the Spirit, as they say, or when you're filled with the Spirit, or when the Spirit of the Lord or Holy Spirit is in charge, then you're going to behave or speak like a drunk person or a drunkard. But there's nothing in that passage that would indicate or where we can derive such a meaning. I'm aware of a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that talks about the believers of that time, referring to the children of Israel, they're drinking from the spiritual rock, of course, referring to Jesus Christ. I know that scripture, so there is a reference to drinking something spiritual. And also, I'm aware of the passage in Acts chapter 2, where we see on the day of Pentecost, where the disciples received Holy Spirit. They were filled with Holy Spirit and they began to speak in tongues. And when they spoke in tongues, the Jews gathered there were able to understand what they were saying because they heard the disciples speaking in their native languages, meaning these Jews had come from different parts of the world. So they were, in addition to Hebrew language, they were speaking also the languages of the countries where they lived. And these people heard the disciples speaking in those languages, and they were able to understand it because they were speaking in those languages. And when this happened, the Bible says people were so surprised and they were wondering what's really happening, but then some of them laughed about it, or they mockingly said that these people, meaning these disciples who were filled with Holy Spirit, were actually full of new wine, or they are drunk with new wine. Now, I'm aware of these things. But however, the passage in Acts 2 does not indicate any drunken behavior or speech on the part of the disciples. Now, I hope you are able to hear me clearly. I think this is going to be the last discussion on walking in spirit, or walking in the spirit, or walking by the spirit. After tonight's or this evening's session, we will move to some different or other subject. However, I just want to say that I felt it was important for us to understand walking in the spirit or walking by the spirit. Okay, I hope you're following what I'm saying, but if you have any questions, we can talk about it after I'm done with whatever I want to say or I want to share with you. Now, I said Holy Spirit is not comparing the two experiences. One is being filled with Holy Spirit and the other one is being drunk. In this passage, in chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 18, Holy Spirit is not comparing those two experiences. But I believe the similarity is in the effect or the result of the filling. In both the cases, you are filled. When you get drunk, you are filled with alcohol, and the other one is being filled with Holy Spirit. When you are filled with Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit fills you, or you are full of Holy Spirit. The passage where it says being filled with Holy Spirit can be also said or translated as being full of the Spirit or being full of Holy Spirit. In other words, it is about who leads you or controls you. Now let's just pause for a minute and think about how does a person gets drunk. First of all, you fill your tummy with alcohol. Then the alcohol or wine enters your bloodstream. And from there, it travels to your brain. And once the alcohol hits your brain, it begins to control you. And this is when we would say somebody is drunk. And it's also interesting that alcohol is called a spirit. And when alcohol hits your brain, or when you come under the control of that alcohol, your speech and behavior will change. You will say things that you would not otherwise say, and you will do things you would not otherwise do. So what we are talking about is when you are drunk, you are vulnerable and you are susceptible to evil spirits. And in most cases, you will have more than one evil spirit getting attracted towards you, and eventually they're controlling you. And sometimes a spirit of lust will land on you and it will control you, and it will also invite other spirits to join them, and then you speak and behave according to what that or those spirits are doing in your life. Now let's talk about being filled with spirit. When you are filled with the spirit, you move away from the control of your old nature. You come under the control of the Spirit of God. You no longer speak the old thoughts. Your language changes, not because of the alcohol, but because of Holy Spirit in you. You begin to speak a language of hope, faith, and encouragement, and many more, or much more will happen. But this, I'm just giving you a few examples. You will speak a language of hope or faith or encouragement, anticipation, and such that you no longer behave the way you used to behave. You begin to manifest the characteristics of God. In other words, remember last time we talked about the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit will become visible in your life. Now, I told you what happens when you drink alcohol and what happens when you are filled with Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to pay attention to this. At the beginning, I said, when you read a passage, and those of you who have taken the class on how to study the Bible and enjoy it, you know that everything, every passage has to be read within the context of the discussion. And in this discussion that we are doing about chapter 5, verse 18, I want you to pay attention to the context of chapter 5. Chapter 5 is talking about imitating God. So when you are filled with Holy Spirit, you will imitate God. Chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. So chapter 5 is instructions or directions to us to imitate God, and then it keep speaking about how we can imitate God. So when you are filled with Holy Spirit, you are going to imitate God. Because when you are filled with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God is going to be the in charge of your life. You will walk wise. You will not be foolish. You will make use of every opportunity. You will know what the Lord wants you to do. You will be singing to the Lord. You will be thankful. You will submit to one another. Wives will submit to their husbands, and husbands will love their wives. Now, where did I got all this information? It is in chapter 5 and also in chapter 4. The previous chapter, that is chapter 4, and the following chapter, that is chapter 6, are also about living by the new standard. So in other words, verse 18 of chapter 5 is set in the context of our walk as children of God, beginning with chapter 4. If you flip your pages to chapter 4, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, humbly request you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. So it's about our Christian walk. It is about our Christian character. It's not about walking by spiritual gifts. And I think it's very clear to all those who are reading these chapters right now, or these verses right now. Verse 18 of chapter 15 is set in the context of chapter 4, 5, and 6. That means everything that is being discussed has to be taken as one unit. Even though different verses may have different insights or different details, it has to be read in the context of our walk as children of God. First of all, walking worthy of our calling, and then also imitating God, and then walking as children of God as you move to chapter 6. So the discussion here in chapter 4, 5, and 6 is not about spiritual gifts or the experiences related to spiritual gifts. Now, I do believe when spiritual gifts are in operation, that means, or as an example, let's say when you prophesy or when you pray in tongues and interpret, you are obeying what Holy Spirit tells you, and in that sense, you are walking by the Spirit. But the primary meaning in the Bible about walking in the Spirit is, or to be led by the Spirit, is always about walking by the standard set by God, or walking according to the Bible. And it's not about spiritual gifts. I would say, or we can say, it is more about Christian character. And as you know, walk in these passages means to live or behave in a certain way. Walk by the Spirit means to live or behave as the Spirit of God would live or behave. Or we can say to walk means to behave or live as God Himself would live on this earth or behave. Or we can say to act or behave just like Jesus Christ lived and acted or behaved. And I said earlier that when we walk by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit will be evident. We discussed that in our last session also. Let me ask you this question. How many of you are naturally humble? Or how many of us are naturally gentle or patient or kind? And I think the answer is obvious. None of us are. But when you are walking by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is going to be there. And one aspect of the fruit is gentleness. Another aspect of the fruit is your patience. A third aspect of the fruit is your love, your joy, your peace. All these things become evident in our lives when we walk by the Spirit. And this is what actually the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated when He was upon the earth. The fruit of the Spirit that we read in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, those aspects are actually the characteristics of Jesus Christ. Or we can say the 9 aspects of the fruit actually point to Jesus Christ, our Lord, because that's so He always lived upon this earth. When we look at the life of Jesus Christ, we can see one thing, that He demonstrated what a man who submits to Holy Spirit and who submits to the Word of God could do on earth. Remember, He was submitting to the Father, but He was also submitting to the written word, the Old Testament scriptures. So He demonstrated what a man, when he submits to Holy Spirit or when he submits to the Word of God, can accomplish on the earth. And of course, when we say what Jesus did, we normally focus on the healings and miracles He did. And most of us will not think about the nature of God that was visible in Jesus Christ, our Lord. But we must not forget the character of God that was displayed in the life of Jesus Christ, our Lord, when he was upon this earth. Both are important. The power of God, the miracles, the healings, they are important. But at the same time, the character of God also, that the Lord Jesus Christ displayed upon this earth, is also equally important. What I'm trying to say is that Lord Jesus Christ was not demonstrating what God could do on earth, because he lived as a man. So he demonstrated what a man could do on this earth when he is in submission to God, or when he is in submission to God's word. And I hope what I'm sharing, or what I'm showing you or pointing to you from the scriptures, are clear to you. Now, I would like to give you some additional information just in case you still think that being filled with the Spirit means a drunken-like behavior. There are at least three references in the book of Acts where Holy Spirit writes that the apostles were filled with Holy Spirit. Now, this is after the day of Pentecost. They were all filled with Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, but we can read in the book of Acts, there are three passages, at least I can remember, where the Bible says they were filled with Holy Spirit again. The first one is recorded in Acts chapter 4, and you can read the passage from 8 to 12. Acts chapter 4, verses 8 to 12, but we will not take the time to read the entire passage. So let me just flip my pages to Acts chapter 4. Okay, here we go. Verses 8 to 12. Now, this is about Peter and John, the two apostles. And in verse 8, we read that when Peter was brought before the Jewish leaders, including the high priest, he was filled with Holy Spirit again. Now, he was filled with Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. So here, there's a reference to being filled with Spirit. And I think this is similar to what we read in, or this is exactly the same, I would say, as we read in Ephesians chapter 5. And when Peter was filled with Holy Spirit, he boldly preached the word of God to the Jewish leaders. That's what you see in this passage, verses 8 through 12. That's all he did. We don't see any manifestation of the gifts in operation, but we do see Peter boldly proclaiming the gospel, the truth of the gospel, to the Jewish leaders, and the high priest himself was present. So he fearlessly or boldly preached the truth of the gospel. And when the Jewish council later commanded Peter and John not to speak in the name of Jesus, they boldly replied, and that's recorded in verse 19. Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? Again, a bold proclamation of the word of God. And then we read in the same chapter, that is chapter 4, verse 31. They came to the other apostles and disciples and reported to them what all happened. And then they prayed. And as they were praying, the Bible records that they were all filled with Holy Spirit. So I don't know when the Bible says they, it refers to just Peter and John or all the apostles or all the disciples there. But certainly many of them were filled with Holy Spirit. And then it says they spoke the word of God boldly. So in two of these examples that I have shown, in both from chapter 4, when they were filled with Holy Spirit, they obeyed God, or they spoke the word boldly. The third one I want to show is from Acts chapter 13, verse 9. And here we have the Apostle Paul. He was sharing the gospel with a Roman proconsul. And a Jewish sorcerer tried to stop Paul from preaching or presenting the gospel. And then it says, Paul was filled with Holy Spirit. Now remember, Paul was filled with Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 9. So this is not about being filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time. But here, he's full of Holy Spirit, or we can say Holy Spirit is in charge. So when that happened, and when this sorcerer kept on trying to stop Paul from reaching out to the Roman leader, Holy Spirit, or we can say Paul, as he was directed by Holy Spirit, spoke a word from the Lord, canceling the schemes of the enemy. In other words, the proconsul believed the gospel. So what we notice here is that when we are filled with the Spirit of God, we obey God, or we preach the word, or we come under the control of godly characteristics. So the conclusion is this: walking by the Spirit is the opposite of walking by the old sinful nature. It is walking by the written word. And here, when in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, when we are told to be filled with the Spirit or be full of the Spirit, the emphasis is about obeying God. It includes obeying what Holy Spirit tells you directly, but the primary emphasis is about walking by the Word of God, or what Holy Spirit has, the primary emphasis is about walking by the Word of God, or walking by what Holy Spirit has already revealed to you in the Scriptures or in the Bible. It is continually drawing strength from Holy Spirit to obey God. Therefore, I would urge every one of you to study the Word of God and then live by the standards set by God as you draw strength from Holy Spirit. And this is how I think we should try to live our lives, by walking by the Spirit or being led by the Spirit. And we should be, in this sense, we should be continually filled by the Holy Spirit, or we should be full of Holy Spirit, as directed in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And everything I spoke to you are actually recorded in chapter 4, 5, and 6, or at least most of the things, I should say, are recorded. Things I said, like obeying the husband, loving the wife obeying the husband, we walking we singing psalms and spiritual songs and hymns. They're all recorded in that those chapters. And this is what you would naturally do when you are full of Spirit, or when you are filled with Holy Spirit. And I would encourage you to study the Scriptures and then walk by the Scriptures. And with that, I would like to conclude our session on walking by the Spirit. And I want to pray with you. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this concluding session about walking by the Spirit, or being led by the Spirit. I thank you for illuminating the Scriptures to us when we take the time to study the Scriptures. Thank you for giving us a heart that has the desire to learn, understand your ways, your paths, and then a desire to obey you. Thank you for your continuous help in our lives. In Jesus' name.